Hey, what's up? This is your girl, May J, and you are listening to the LLP Media Let's Talk About It segment. Thank you for listening to LLP Media. I am here with local artist Ricardo. How are you, Rico?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
We're good. How are you holding up with this national pandemic?
I'm chilling for the most part. I don't get too panicked about stuff that's out of my control. So I'm kind of just not being stupid, but at the same time, I ain't really too worried.
No, you're just kind of going with the flow.
Yeah, it's like you do everything to, you know, make sure you straight. And then it's one of them situations where it's like, if I end up with it, I did my part to not get it. So now I just got to be safe.
That makes a lot of sense. So Rico, let's talk a little bit more about you. You're a local artist of Chicagoland. You are a comedian. tell me a little bit about how your comedy is being affected by having to stay home in quarantine.
Oh, this is a piece of cake for like anybody who does like internet skits and whatnot. Like when this first broke, I think my next 5 videos were all quarantine or coronavirus related. And then now when I do a video, it's more so the backdrop than just the topic, because it gets to a point where it's like, it's affecting so much other stuff that I can now start, like when it affected the NBA season, I did a video about that. When I had to start taking online classes, I did a video about that. So it's become like the subplot instead of the main plot of my videos. But like when people first started tripping, I definitely did like 5 straight videos, coronavirus. Like I took full advantage of it, but it gets tiring after a while. Well, I'd say more like irritating, because it's like I'm more creative than that. So ended up switching it back up.
Okay. Well, let's kind of talk about the time, right? Because you mentioned that because you were on quarantine, you've had time to really get into creating. And there's a lot of artists I've noticed who are kind of complaining because they have to be home all the time. How do you feel about that?
I respect it. I'm a homebody by choice. But like, if I'm being told I got to stay home, that's when I start getting antsy. Like, I have, like when I was in school and stuff, or even when I was doing sports before that ended, I had a semi-set schedule. So it was like, all right, I'm going to be indoors at most 5 hours out of my day, because I'm always doing some type of traveling, some type of moving here or there. When it's just like you can wake up, sleep in the exact same spot without even like smelling outside, that's when it started to like kind of hit. Because I had went home for spring break when the initial lockdown kind of like took place. And I'm like, shoot. Like after like 2 weeks, I'm like, all right, I gotta do something. I gotta get some movement going. But I understand why artists could be irritated, because a lot of artists get their material, be it singing, you can speak on poetry, rapping or art, whatever other stuff, but like their everyday life. So if your everyday life is just I'm at the crib, like don't nobody want to really hear a song about quarantine or coronavirus or S. So it gets tough to like continue to make stuff. But because most of my stuff is internet related, I can go on the internet and see if anything else is happening, any type of drama, and I can make it work off of that.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because as a poet, I found that this time at home has helped me create so much. I actually have time to sit and write. You do get a little antsy, but we're still able to go out for walks and stuff. And I find reasons to go to the grocery store now. Like, I have one egg missing, so I need to replace the whole carton.
Like, legit, like, what happened recently? I was, I really didn't even need to go that bad, but I had basically begged my mama to let me use her car to go to Target just so I could walk around. I ended up getting something, but it was like something I could have did without for like another couple of days. I'm like, nah, I need to see what outside feels like. And I'm back in the city for until tomorrow because I had to take care of some stuff at school. Because I'm still, my dorm is still active, like they're still letting people in. So I had to take care of some stuff at home, doing some like a little bit of packing and whatnot, so I can like start bringing stuff back gradually instead of trying to do everything at the end of the year with everybody else who may be still stuck. So I made the most of it.
That's good. Well, we're on the topic of the coronavirus, and I kind of want to stay there because that's what's active now. Donald Trump has been in the news lately. Have you had a chance to watch any of his press releases?
I'm doing my best to stay away from the news. My mama is on the news literally like, 'cause she worked from home, so literally when she get off of work, first thing she turn on is the news. She not watching Golden Girls. She not picking up a movie. It's literally like either up to watch. Like me and my pops, we just been watching old like. The one thing I saw, I'm not laughing at him calling it the Chinese flu. The one thing I'm laughing at is I think it was a press release and some lady was talking about how like she had started like feeling like feverish or whatever. And this man on live TV was like, oh no, and just like walked off the stage. I was like, you're the president of the United States. What are you doing, bro? But
Yes.
besides that, I haven't been paying too much attention, so inform me on some stuff you've been seeing. I can give you my honest opinion on what I've been hearing.
Well, I've been trying to stay away as well. I watched the press releases because they were supposed to be giving us some new guidelines, but they have not. Something that I found was interesting was like the way he starts his press releases. Like the day that they were getting up there to talk about how he wanted to take everyone back to work on by Easter, he gets up and he says, "It's a beautiful day." The same day that like we had had the most people die in 24 hours, he gets up and says, "It's a beautiful day." I think he's a little cranky because he hasn't been able to tan. He's looking more like the Parmesan Cheeto instead of
He
the
do look lighter. He looks
yeah.
I've been peeping that. He definitely looks lighter.
I've been paying more attention to Lori Lightfoot though and Governor Pritzker. They're letting their inner gangster come out, and I love
Man,
it.
Lori sound like somebody mama. She didn't like I told y'all to stay in the house. Y'all wanna act up, go play basketball with your little friends. And I told y'all to stay in the house. She basically put the entire Chicago, the entire city of Chicago on like punishment.
Literally.
It was funny because when I was driving out to the city yesterday, I was with my guy and we were driving. I'm like, dang, it's a lot of people out on the street. And he was like, I wonder why. And I kind of put two and two together. I think Chicago, not that I'm proud of the fact that we're doing this, but I think as a whole, we starting to get a little fed up. Like, because it's like, all right, first of all, y'all say till Easter, even though everybody said it shouldn't have been till Easter, Trump wanted to do what Trump wanted to do. So then, like, people got Easter at the front of their mind. All of a sudden, you saying a whole nother month? Boy, the streets I was on, they were so packed, and it wasn't even like a business area. Like, these were like neighborhoods. Like, people was just driving, people was walking around. They're like, screw it. So it's a very dangerous time. But yeah, Lori not playing, and Trump is gonna be Trump. He always gonna give you something to talk about.
The one thing that I recently saw today that really kind of annoyed me was a clip in which he said, basically, I'm just paraphrasing, that he understands that you might be sick and you may be on your deathbed and we're going to miss you, but make sure you get out November 8th. You hold on until November 8th and you vote for me. How do you feel about that?
Hey, wait a minute. So he told them with your last dying breath, make sure you get out to the polls and vote for me. Not
Are you
just do
mad?
your civic duty. Make sure you get out and vote for me. That is funny. That is actually hilarious. Like, I can only get so offended because that's actually probably the funniest thing. That's something you would see on a sketch. I don't think I've ever actually heard nobody do that before in person. That's pretty funny. Obviously it's terrible. He shouldn't have done that. But it's one of those situations like, are we surprised? Like, I feel like of all the stuff he said, he grabbing females by the areas and whatnot, like,
the areas.
this is probably the mildest he's been. Like, that remind me, it's almost like, what did Lord Farquaad say in Shrek? He's like, yeah, some of y'all are going to die. That's the sacrifice I'm willing to make. So, well, like, that's basically how I would hear that. That's hilarious.
Well, when the governor of Texas actually kind of said something like that when they were talking about people getting ready to go back to work and how if you make the order until Easter, you're putting a lot of elderly people at risk. He basically said, you know, I'm a senior citizen and I'd be willing to put my life on the line to make sure the economy is better for my children. Because, you know, our economy is dropping. So I think everyone has lost their shit.
it's one of the things where. And we kind of talked about this yesterday when we were texting to confirm the time, how, like, when you get people in a certain tax bracket, they get in a bubble. And so, like, everything's black and white for them. There aren't too many gray areas. There aren't too many things that they can understand. I even did a skit recently. I wasn't making fun of Idris Elba specifically, but he semi-started it. My girl sent me a video of Michael Rapaport. He was like cussing people out, telling them to stay indoors because all the other celebrities have been like super nice and everything. And I'm like, people don't understand, or that tax bracket doesn't understand anymore, like what it's not like to be a millionaire or a billionaire or whatever. It's like, we don't have the luxury of being in a multi-million-dollar mansion with 85 million square acres, and we can afford to isolate ourselves and still have all our family at home. All these essential workers have essentially gotten all of the people close to them sick. Like, it's one of, like, I saw my girl the other day, and it's like, I probably got it, because she's been forced to go to work. So, like, it's one of those situations, you don't make light of the situation, but it's like, celebrities trying to give PSAs and give people advice on how to stay in and wash their hands and please stay away from people, but go back to the home where your elderly grandma and your four-year-old son are at, who are the most, it's like, no, like, they're not in touch, and it's, politicians are no different. They've been either in politics forever, or they've been well off forever. It's not registering how they supposed to come off and how they supposed to sound.
You're absolutely right. I actually agree with that, because Kendall Jenner did a video. And I was like, oh, so you can you know how to wash your hands, but you don't know how to not get pregnant. Gotcha. All
right. Yeah. That's what we was driving yesterday. And it was a dude next to us. Bro was smoking a cigarette with latex gloves on. Like, fam, you telling me, so cancer isn't what scares you. Cancer, you just chalked it up to the gang. The Rona is what's got you shook. You sanitize enough to make sure that your fingers don't catch whatever virus are afraid of. But meanwhile, you already inject your immune system up because you taking a whole pack of cancer sticks a day. Come on, man.
That's hilarious. I completely agree with you. I think people's priorities are in the wrong place. Now, let's talk about comedy. Mm-hmm. The Black community has been known, and let's not even just say the Black community, minorities have been known to make light of situations of which are hurtful, harmful to us by making people laugh. Mm-hmm. In this time, there are certain individuals who feel that it's not quite appropriate. As a comedian, how do you feel about that?
Man, tell them niggas to suck it up. Laughter is a version of therapy for a lot of people. And I feel like as long, I have a certain line I would never cross. I don't really curse. I say nigga, but that's because I'm Black. Like, there's a certain line I won't cross when it comes to making people, like trying to make people laugh, or even if it's something I find funny. Yes, people are passing away. That's tragic. You never want anybody to pass away. But, like, it's one of those situations where it's like, that's the only way, if that's how you are able to register what's going on, that's how you're able to deal with what's going on, then more power to you. Somebody being offended because you've decided to make it funny, no, I'm not trying to hear that. Because when fighters go to war, when people are being attacked, that nobody gets upset when you get 25 of the best singers in the world to do another version of Heal the World or something. Like, nobody thinks about it like that. So it's not an issue when it's warped a certain way. People, like, they're making, like, they brought all them celebrities together to sing and do all this extra stuff for clout, for money, for however you want to word it. But because I decide I want to laugh at what's going on in the world, oh, now it's inappropriate. Now it's disrespectful. I feel like as long as you're not directly making fun of somebody who's passed away, suck it up. Like, you'll be okay.
So you feel that this is a way of people using their passion and their art to kind of make other people feel better.
Yeah, because it's like, and this one, it was a in general, like, people have been doing that since the beginning of time. Like, all, like, think of how many nursery rhymes are based off tragedy. We've had our 2-year-old singing it forever. Ring Around the Rosie, London Bridge Falling Down. Like, this is stuff people died. And we had our kids singing it. Like, so if people can't pick and choose when they want to be offended. As long as, in my opinion, as somebody who
and right now we are living in kind of a we wanted to get some people together to redo the heal the world. Yep. How do you feel about that? Because I thought it was bullshit. I don't think you could redo the song and the original person who composed the song is dead.
They've done it already. Jamie Foxx did it.
Bullshit. write your own shit.
I don't know what to tell you. Like, man, look. Reboots, for whatever reason, have taken over the 2000s. Everybody want to reboot everything. So, for him, I'll put it like this. Lionel Richie was the co-writer along with Michael Jackson. So, if anybody's going to have the right to do it, it's going to be him. But they already redid Heal the World. If you want to do it again, whatever, man. Make your money. Get your people together. I mean, it's new singers popping up every day. So, maybe he'll get some interesting characters to take part.
Would you feel some type of way if they added some lines specifically about COVID-19?
If they found a way to include it and it still flowed, go crazy. I don't know how they would make that work, but screw it. If you can do it, he a songwriter for a reason. That man is a legend.
He is definitely a legend for All Night Long. I think that's the only song people really can say Lionel Richie did. During every travesty, I've noticed that there's like a burst of art. Like, if you think about it, when it was a war, we had great art and great music, you know.
I remember you talking to, I think, Christina Monroe, you talked to with them about Christina. That. I remember you saying that.
Yes, Christina.
So shout out to Christina Yabe, by the way. But yeah, definitely.
Yes, Christine, we had a conversation and I asked her if she felt that this was going to be the new wave of a great artistic boom. And I want to know if you feel the same way.
Yes, mainly out of boredom. Even if people don't bring up the coronavirus, even though I know Drake definitely got a line waiting. They're going to figure out something. You can only play 2K so much before it's like, all right, it's time to get to work. Like, last week, I had I can only speak from my own experience. I pride myself on being consistent with my videos, being consistent with the content I put out. I'm slacking a little bit this week, but that's kind of because of classes and everything. But last week, I put out a video every day, like, just because I had that time. And once you kind of get in a groove, ideas just start coming. So people are going to probably start writing it or start painting or start, you know, whatever, dancing, whatever. And slowly but surely, like, people's brains are just going to start, okay, I can do this, so I can come up with this. And you were just saying yourself how you've had such like a mental, like, kind of like break with being able to write a lot more because you ain't got nothing but time. If you sitting up, if you're not consider, if you have a, like a regular day-to-day job, but you're not considered essential, so literally all you're doing is waking up, eating, washing your behind, and going back to sleep, you ain't got nothing else to do but create. You might as well get up there and create.
Yeah, well, even with my job, I work from home, but I think everyone is so concerned about what's going on that no one's really thinking about dentistry. I'm not gonna
That's accurate.
Exactly. And a lot of our dentists are actually volunteering to help with the ER and the medical aspect of this. So shout out to all the essential workers.
Yep.
And I try to say that all the time because people don't understand. Like everyone's always praising the nurses and responders. Just like they deserve all the praise. But to the grocery store clerks, I would not do it. To the grocery store clerks, to the people who work in banks, to the people who are still going out and doing regular jobs like janitorial jobs, CTA drivers, like they deserve just as much praise as the people who are on the front lines of this. Speaking of essential workers, have you seen someone who works in an essential position that you don't feel is really essential?
My girl.
What does she do?
She worked retail. At Dick's Sporting Goods, they shut down the store, so you can't even go inside. Everything is literally order online. We'll pack it up and get it shipped to you. You need maybe two people to do that, and they got her up enough for no reason. And then technically essential, but it's just, I mean, he's working a good job, so he ain't gonna complain. And he's not somebody that likes to sit around the house all day. But it's one, he works at a water plant. It's one of them, and he's just an electrician. So it's like, I shouldn't say just, but he's an electrician. It's like, why do you need people to come in? And it's all a money game, first of all. We know that. So, but like with her, she was complaining the other day. She was like, because her main job is she interacts with customers. So if there's no customers to interact with, why is she there? All she's been doing is chilling on the computer, putting up a couple clothes, and sitting back down for 6-7 hours out the day. Like, what's the point? I mean, you ain't gonna never turn down the money, but it's one of them situations where it's like, why am I really here?
Do you feel that in this time, the government and society is saying that certain jobs are more important than people's lives?
They've always said that. That's nothing new. They're definitely more, they're more prevalent with it, and they're doing their best to disguise it. But it's always been like, you know, whatever job you work or however, it's always, oh, well, because just the whole term essential in the first place, like, I get it. There are certain jobs that you got to work. You always going to need doctors. You're going to need nurses. I mean, it's not somebody's fault that they got pregnant before this whole thing went down. This baby coming out regardless. Somebody got to deliver it. Somebody got to take care of the sick. Police still got to do their job. I mean, it is what it is. The whole it's a very touching opinion because it's like these are people's lives that you put at risk. And I actually meant to ask you. There was this nurse. She, I don't know if you saw the video, but she recently posted a video. This is to my knowledge. The, you know, Twitter don't got all the backstory, but apparently she's a cancer survivor. Excuse me. And so she's working at this hospital, and her manager appoints her to go on the floor that was basically Corona City. Everybody named Mama had Corona on that floor. So she told her, she was like, hey, you know, I got a prior health history. You know, I got kids at the crib. I can't send them nowhere. They're literally just living with me. And they was like, nah, you got to go. And she up and quit. She was like, I understand that I'm considered essential. I understand I'm supposed to be helping people, but I got to put me and my family first. And I've never worked in health or any type of situation like that. But I agree with her because especially if you're the sole guardian or however that her personal situation is, you got kids at the house that you just said can't go nowhere else. So if you sick, they sick. And if you sick, it's probably worse because your immune system's already shot due to you being a cancer survivor. So I agreed with her, but there were people online saying, oh, she should never work in nursing again. I hope she never finds another health job. So what would you think about that? If you haven't seen the video, what do you think about that?
I did see that video and I agree with her on a couple of different levels. For her personal health and for her kids, of course, I think that she did the right decision. But just as a nurse in a medical profession and someone who was at a more compromised place of getting the virus, if she had walked in there and got that virus and didn't show signs because she's more susceptible to it, doesn't mean that she's necessarily going to show signs right away. She could have given that virus to every person she came in contact with who do not have the virus. That's basically defeating the purpose of having healthy people try to help sick people. You know what I'm saying? So to me, for her employer to even put her on that floor was irresponsible. You're
Definitely.
not just putting her at risk, but you're putting your full faculty at risk, at more of a risk than they already are in, right? You're putting your faculty at risk. You don't have the supplies that you need to make sure that your medical staff is safe. No one does. I feel like honestly, she has a lawsuit because that's not what they're supposed to do. She's one of those medical professions that could have been helping the other people who came in who had other problems, i.e., the pregnant women. She could have been on that floor, you know? And at this point, I just don't think they should be treating anyone like that, and they're begging people to come in and help. Did you get that alert?
My
Did you
fault.
get that alert
Yeah,
yesterday?
I got an alert yesterday. I was doing something, and my phone just went off. What the heck? And I'm like, they looking for retired health professionals to basically come back and help out. And it's like, this is how you know. Like, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I did not take this thing as serious as it popped off. I thought everything was an overreaction. One, I don't. This is ignorance is bliss for me personally, because I don't really get sick. And I do a good job of taking care of myself. I get sick maybe once out the year, and it's maybe a 2 day thing, and I'm done. So when they was just saying it was an aggressive flu, I'm like, gee, I ain't worried about no doggone aggressive flu. I don't even think I've ever caught the flu to begin with. Then when, people started passing away, obviously I took that seriously, but I still not worried. But when you have to grab people who have given up on the profession, like, hey, we need you. Like, we need all hands on deck. This is a serious situation. I hope for one they're getting paid like it, because I know I can speak for my father. He's getting paid regardless. Because he's, I guess, salary or whatever. But if they ask him to come in, he's getting time and a half because he's putting himself at risk. It's like, yeah, no money is necessarily worth your health, but at the very least, if you're gonna make me risk my family and my immune system, you're gonna make it worth my while, type of thing. And if you gonna, back to the nurse, if you gonna put me at risk, first of all, you shouldn't have. I don't know if she gonna win that lawsuit, because that's when you start bringing into account, oh, well, you swore an oath to, I don't know the oath, I'm just, but you promised to do this, that, and the third. You knew what the risks were. It's like, bro, as a cancer survivor as well, and she's dealing with it at her hospital. And she goes in and out of work, worried every day that she may bring something back to her granddaughter, bring something back to her husband, her other kids. It's like, this situation is not, it's not a game, but like, people are very selfish in how they think. People always think about, well, everybody else is doing it, you need to as well. No, if I'm, come on now, like, people need to start being more over their life. If you decided to take that oath and protect people, more power to you. Me, myself personally, I couldn't do it. But I know that, which is why I didn't get into that field.
Yeah, absolutely. I see blood and I'm literally I'm gone. Like I'm vomiting. I'm no good to the medical profession. But again, I feel like she was one of those individuals because she had such a compromised system who could have been used in a different field. You know, she could have helped with people who had minor issues because through all of this, you still have people who are sick with other things need to go to the hospital. I just felt like that was a very irresponsible move of her higher up. But since we're on a conversation of hospitals, I don't know if you followed this, but a lot of hospitals are out of supplies. You know, they're asking for ventilators, they're asking for masks, and a lot of them actually have to reuse the masks that they have because they don't have the sufficient amount of supplies they need to get through this pandemic. And then once again, Donald Trump, our president, is claiming that he's sending out all these supplies, and then governors are saying, but where are they? Do you feel as if the federal government in the best way that they could?
No, heck no. First of all, no, because, hold on, let me make sure I answer this correctly so I don't come off as ignorant. The biggest thing, in my opinion, is that apparently there was ample warning ahead of time that this coronavirus could potentially hit. And it wasn't handled in the government. And hurt. But it's one of those situations where, because each state can do what they want to do, everybody's not on the same page. Everybody's not doing all, like, I was actually talking to my business professors, and he was saying, like, okay, Florida and Illinois are starting to, like, you know, crack down on people. But it's like the aren't making it a national thing. Like, everybody has to be doing it this way because that's the rights that they've given each state to govern and decide what they want to do their own way. You got to follow the basic laws. But after that, it's kind of like what you decide to do. And that's coming back to bite us in the behind, because now nobody's, I don't think, taking it, well, people weren't taking it as seriously to begin with. And so now that we realize how serious it is, now everybody's panicking. People aren't thinking straight. But it all starts with how it's addressed. If you've been given ample warning that, hey, this thing may hit y'all, and it's going to hit y'all soon, and months before you start worrying, bro, come on now. Basic stuff. Not out of stuff. That's probably one of the top three reasons why they wasn't allowing everybody and mama to get tested to begin with. Because they're like, we don't, 9 times out of 10, almost everybody got it. We can't afford to test everybody because we not properly prepared.
Well, that's interesting. I'm one of those individuals who has the compromised immune system. And my doctor actually called me to check on me, which I thought was kind of weird. I'm like, okay. But she told me, she's like, you know, everyone's going to get it. That's not the question. We're trying to make sure that everyone doesn't get it at the same time.
Yeah.
Because we can't manage it then. I found that to be very interesting. One of the governors I've really been impressed with was the governor of New York. He's been really coming out and saying what he doesn't have and really pointing out that Donald Trump is lacking in a lot of these situations. Mm-hmm. One of the comments that I've noticed and that CNN is really good about is showing how Donald Trump felt about this before and then, you know, coming back and showing where he's lying to the public. Have you ever noticed a president lie so much and get caught up in their lies so much? Like, I think I may be the only one who's like, man, they catch you every step of the way.
Because they realize they made a mistake. They let the masses. First of all, the people who didn't go out and vote are at fault as well. But he won. Okay. But we knew it was going to be some mess for at least 4 years. And I'm going to be real with you. I think he's going to win again. So we got a whole another 4 years we got to potentially deal with this. And people was probably worried from the jump, like, y'all really let this man win? So now they own the ball, making sure that everything is up to par, and they're like, it's not. But nobody wants to speak up against it. Everybody's gonna beat around the bush when they talk about how he hasn't been accurate. It's just that, you know how news anchors do. They like kind of throw shade more than anything. I ain't surprised. And I'm just glad that people are seeing it. But now it's kind of like, all right, what are we going to do with this information?
Right. Are we going to make sure that he doesn't win again? Which, honestly, I don't agree. I don't think he's going to win this time. And I don't think he's going to win.
I hope you're right. 100%.
a lot of Republicans are pissed off with the way that he's handled this virus. So I do think that they're kind of waving away from him. I do want to know, how do you feel about people who continually die hard support him, even though he's been putting a lot of people at risk?
I knew a long time ago, aka 2 months, that I wasn't going to be trying to debate and fight with people over their political preference. None of that. Because it's one of those situations where that's not an argument you're going to win. You can put up
Exactly.
all the facts in the world. You can show everything that he's done wrong, everything he said wrong, the racial stuff that he may have done, the sexual stuff, the chauvinistic, misogynistic stuff, all of that. People are going to do what they want to do. People are going to believe what they want to believe. And all you can do is pray for them and hope that they boy don't get reelected. Because it's sad, but it's like, I ain't surprised. Because it's one of them situations where humans are stubborn. Americans are terrible with being stubborn. So if we've decided we love you, we're going to love you till the wheels fall off. Beyonce could come out and say, F insert race here, F insert ethnicity here. Diehard fans are gonna be like, y'all did something to her.
That's
That
right.
it's just one of them things. I'm not saying that LeBron could come and kick a child in the face. His fans are going, what did that child do? That's just human nature. When humans are diehard about something, they're gonna support it to the end of the world. That's it doesn't matter who it is, what it is. How many facts are shown that this isn't the way to go? How many examples you can show? People are gonna do what they're gonna do, and all you can do is kind
Great
of handle
point.
your. All you can do is control what you believe and what you say and what you think.
That's a good tip. Now, a big thing during this thing is maintaining mental health. You know, it's dangerous sometimes when you're at home and you're alone and you're sitting and you're thinking, and you can literally take yourself into a rabbit hole and lose yourself. How are you maintaining your mental health?
It's not as hard for me because I spent so much time away from my family. So everything like talking to them was like fresh. It was new. I wasn't getting tired of them. Constant contact with my girl, making sure she's okay, her family's okay. Playing COD with my homies, and then creating on top of that. Like creating it has been my avenue for the past 2 years. I kind of told y'all this when y'all first interviewed me, how like my first original videos kind of came out of like depression. Like I was upset about things going on in college, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna make a video about it because I had always wanted to because I was watching people, and I'm a competitor, so I'm like, I'm funnier than them, but I didn't have the confidence. Well, negatives and turn them into positives.
Your body doesn't, or your mind doesn't.
Kind of got schedule, and it's still not perfect. Like I'll wake up, I make sure I wake up before my class starts. I eat. If I got enough time, I'll shower before my class. So I'll work out, shower, and I got my class for however many hours. And then the rest of the day, I can either be responsible and do homework, or I can go downstairs, create a bunch of videos, or get on the game and play. Like I haven't gotten a set schedule yet, but when I finally started deciding, okay, this is what I'm gonna do, this is what I'm gonna do. My mind was a little bit more at ease. I'd done it earlier, it probably would have been a lot better. But as of now, I've figured it out. I figured most of it out, I should say.
If you were to give some advice to creators, you know, people who are watching the news, who are discouraged, who are tired of staying home, what would you say?
Stop watching the news. The news is never. When's the last time? Think about it. When's the last time the news just been positive?
Never.
Like, even when Obama got elected, they waited maybe a week before they started bringing all the negativity back in the world. Mind you, we were in a recession at the time, so it was kind of like, all right, I get it. But the news is rarely happy. They don't feel happiness doesn't what am I trying to say? Happiness doesn't bring money in. I think that's why Chance the Rapper is getting so much backlash. Like, people don't want to keep hearing him being positive. I've had people say, like, bro, if he's not on drugs, I don't want to hear nothing else he's putting out. That's just, people are used to negativity. So if you're a creator, get off the news. Get in your bag. Do what you every creator needs to be cocky enough to be to like, I'm good at what I do, I'm good at this, whatever this is, I'm good at it. So I'm gonna take advantage of this downtime and hone my craft and keep putting out stuff, forcing it down people's throat until they ain't got no choice but to respect it. And that's kind of where I'm at. I don't watch the news. I catch up on TV shows that I miss. Being away from home, I missed a lot of TV. So I catch up on TV. I watch old highlights of sports. Like I said, talk to my people. So if you're a creator, I would say get off the news. If you get in contact with people who think the same way you do, or people, you know, from your past or whatever, and try to find something that you have fun doing. Get out the house enough, go to the grocery store, even if you're just walking around. Like, take a minute, walk around your block, get some fresh air. Because, like you said with your doctor, everybody probably got it. I'm not worried about if I got it. Can you heal it? Or, I guess, give me symptom free. If you can do that, whatever. I'm not going to be irresponsible. Stay my butt in the house. Not going to be coughing on people. I'm going to wash my hands, wash my backside, do everything I'm supposed to do, everything in my power to make sure I'm good. But take advantage of this time. You have nothing but time to like, if you want to be famous, not saying this is going to be what's get you famous, but it can get you closer. Like, the most success in a while in these past 2 weeks on my videos, I've recently downloaded TikTok and all my videos have been like exploding on the, I mean, all glory to God, first off, but I'm happy. Like, I'm putting in the work. So I don't know. Work out, talk to your friends, and get back to grinding. Like you were saying, with a schedule. Make a schedule. I'm gonna work out, I'm gonna eat, I'm gonna wash up, I'm gonna create. Like, if you ain't got no kids and nothing to take care of, if it's just you and maybe your family, you ain't got no excuse.
That is so true. You know, shout out TBC. Xfinity has connected, which I understand. Praying for his safety and making sure he's good. I will say that I do appreciate the silence of the house.
I feel that, especially when you're not burning stuff down.
Oh my gosh. That steak was good though, I'm not gonna lie. I don't know what.
It sounded like the type of like the way the siren went off multiple times. I'm like, all right, she's gonna have something good. It's gonna be just enough crunch. It's gonna melt. It's gonna work. He gonna make it work.
The story was so funny. I came out, I was like, didn't you know I was recording? Like, you burning stuff. He's like, no, man, I got a recipe from this dude who's on Call of Duty. He said, turn it on high and then turn it on low. And then turn it back on high. Was like, that was actually really good. He did good. So, no, but I've actually been trying to get my friends to get into more like figuring out what they like to do. Like, and this time I figured I like to garden. Like, when the weather's nice, I go and I'm putting out new things outside of our condo because, like, what the hell else am I gonna do, you know? This is a really good time to actually learn your passions, like, learn what you like. What do you want to do? So, I agree with you there. There was this thing with toilet tissue, and in some stores, we still can't find it. What do you think is going on with the TP?
Wait, so with the toilet paper? What's going
Yeah,
on with
with
the toilet
TP.
paper? Oh, I've never heard nobody just abbreviate it. I did a video on that too, about just the ignorance of people. Because nowhere in the coronavirus side effect list is diarrhea there.
No.
Nowhere. And like, people buying 5 gallons of milk, people buying up all the toilet tissue just to, for what? Literally, for what? You can't even find a logical explanation. People are literally acting like it's Armageddon. It is nice outside. Go take a walk. Take a breath or something. Like, I don't know. But the whole toilet paper thing is just, that's just stupid. People are humans are idiots. And the plain scheme of things. Because if you hear, okay, like, even when it was the Even when it was the basic, this is what this is, this is what the issue is, the fact that take all the toilet paper was the first thing that came to people's minds is asinine to me. And I'm going to tell you what happened. Basically, somebody, obviously there was the first idiot, decided I'm going to get 8 32 packs of toilet paper. And saying somebody saw that and was like, maybe he knows something that I don't know. So then now it's just a chain of people buying up all the toilet paper, the paper towel. It's ridiculous. Got people using one ply. Like, no, I didn't ask for this.
You know, it's funny because I actually saw something that really made sense to me as to why people are buying up all this toilet tissue. There is a consignment store in North Riverside that had a sign that they sent to their customers that said, with every purchase you make, we'll provide you with a roll of toilet tissue. So I'm like, oh, you guys are exploiting this whole thing. I think it's kind of sick. Oh, but you know.
Speaking of exploiting, did you hear did you hear the story about them two brothers that got banned from Amazon and eBay?
I did not. Tell me more.
Oh, my God. Okay, so these two white dudes from, I want to say, Tennessee. If they weren't from Tennessee, it was like Kentucky or something. I'm talking about thousands of dollars of hand sanitizer and, like, essentials, like cleaning stuff, like to keep yourself healthy. And my man started making basically what he called, I think he called, like, quarantine survival packs or whatever. He was ex-military. Thank you, Bianca. He was ex-military. And he started, you talking about inflation? Bro, everything was like 100% more than what it should have been. Him and his brother was going state to state. They drove over 13,000 miles buying up all the hand sanitizer in every nearby county, every nearby store. And so he sold a whole bunch online the first day. I think he made like 90 grand or something like that. By the time he logged back online, they had locked him out of Amazon for life and they locked him out of eBay for life. So he got like thousands of hand sanitizer that he couldn't do nothing with. So he just had to start giving it away. And he was like upset. He was like, because they accused him of price gouging, which is exactly what he was doing. He was like, it's not my fault that I was taking advantage of the situation just because it cost me however much to make it. I mean, to buy it. I had to pay for shipping. I had to do this. It's like, bro, that's just abusive at that point.
At that point, they should have just went to his house and took all the hand sanitizer.
He had to just give it away. Like, because he tried to log on, and they banned him for life, I believe.
That's good. And man, his
brother.
Good. Good for them. I feel like people need to start reaping, like, they need to start being punished for their actions. There was a guy, I think it was Kansas, who had the coronavirus, and they told him to stay home, and he refused.
Really?
The mayor actually had to put him on down. Not put them down. No, they had cops sitting in the area.
Wow. But I told you, we hard-headed as a country and as a people. We don't want to listen. Stay home. Why can't you stay at home? I'm people person city. I love talking to people. I love dealing with people. If I got to stay at home, I can stay at home. Like, I can make it work. When you know you got it, now you just, that's just stupid. He darn near should have went to jail.
Honestly, they should have charged him as if they charge people who have HIV and sleep with people who know they have HIV and don't disclose it.
Do they charge people for that?
Oh, yes, that's a
I
crime.
didn't know that.
If you have HIV or AIDS and you have sex with someone and do not disclose your status, you definitely can go to jail for that.
Mean, I 100%. I agree. I'm glad. I was not aware. That's what's up.
Yeah. So I'm going to wrap up this interview, Rico, because we are maxing our time. But I wanted you to just say something to the listeners and let them know to stick in there.
Hey, man. It's your future first in nature, Rico, back at it again with LLP Media. Glad to be back. Look, don't panic. It's going to be all right. Don't overthink it. Spend time with your family. If you're a creator, I strongly suggest you do something that makes you happy. You do some type of creation that makes you happy. If you're an essential worker, I'm praying for you. Please be safe. It's BS how they treating y'all, making y'all go back home to your loved ones and put them at risk. But we'll figure this out. We got to basically stick in this together. I sound like one of them stereotypical celebrity PSAs, but it's honestly where we at, because the gap between them and us is just widening with this whole coronavirus situation. So keep the faith. If you're a creator, keep creating, have fun, family, and I will talk to y'all later. Peace.
All right, Rico, let's do this again sometime, yeah?
100%.
All right, have a great day. Thank you guys for listening to Let's Talk About It, and we are out.
Peace.
In a world built on art and unorthodox ideas, some run from their destiny. We've decided to embrace who we are. We are artists. We are the color that paints a black and white universe. We make the day-to-day unique, fun, and well, we fill it with life. At LLP Media, we work to bring art and expose local artists to those who want to hear our voice. Being a part of LLP Media means working with a team to create exceptional showcases and events for our community. Don't be afraid to share your passion. Come perform with LLP Media.